Hi, it's Father Tim at Church of the Apostles in North Texas. Thank you for joining us for this weekday devotion, Monday, June the 1st. On this first day of June, we'll continue thinking about and reflecting on the Holy Spirit in our daily lives. And if yesterday in church I was trying to explain large swaths of doctrine and philosophy and meaning on Trinity Sunday, I want to sort of turn the telescope around today and think of it on a very practical level. I've been speaking more than once in the last week or two about the Holy Spirit sometimes showing up with miracles and signs and wonders, but we don't want to limit ourselves of just thinking about the Holy Spirit that way. We can also think about the Holy Spirit as God's presence inside of us. And if that's a little bit too mind-boggling, we can even think of it as just the teeny tiny spark of God inside of us. It can be in our minds that indescribable energy inside of us that keeps us alive. It can also be that last drop of compassion or patience or understanding that we may have when we feel like that we have gone way past the limits of what we can bear emotionally or spiritually, especially when we're in crisis or we're dealing with something that's a long, chronic drain. And so the Holy Spirit sometimes does show up with those flashes of lightning and miracles, and I believe in those. And just as importantly, at the same time, remembering that the Holy Spirit dwells inside of us and on the practical daily level can sometimes be that last little bit of compassion or patience. It can be that last hesitation where we hold our tongue instead of saying something cruel or hurtful. It can be that sense that maybe something is just a little bit off when our conscience starts to vibrate. It can even be that spiritual signal that there's a little bit too much distance between us and God. And that doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit waves a magic wand and fixes everything all in an instant. Sometimes he can. But sometimes just realizing that something is off and we need to come back to God and pay closer attention, even that nudge can be the Holy Spirit working inside of us. Have a wonderful night. We'll chat again soon.